إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful silsila, Light of Raza. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing Imam Ahmad Raza alayhi rahma as a great scientist. Subhanallah, a great Muslim scientist, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Subhanallah, along with religious knowledge, Islamic knowledge, he was also equipped with scientific knowledge and the secular education, mashallah. This is the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon this noble revival of Islam. Alhamdulillah. Let's recite durood and salam, inshallah, azza wa jal, before we dive deeper into the topic, and inshallah remind ourselves to shower these beautiful gifts of durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's inshallah recite durood al-radwiya sharif together. Sallallahu ala nabi ummi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayhi ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, once again, welcome to this silsila, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And our viewers, I hope they anticipate Maulana Sahib's featuring on this episode, alhamdulillah, on this silsila. And give us some beautiful pearls of wisdom from the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, and enlighten us more about his contributions, his services to this beautiful deen of Islam and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are discussing Sayyidi Ala Hazrat from a scientific perspective.
Yes, mashallah.
When we speak about the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, how do we know that he was a great scientist? He never went and told people that I'm a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever there was a need,
mm-hmm.
he responded, he fulfilled that need.
Yes.
Whether that need required him to prove the dignity of Islam and to safeguard the dignity of Islam by using scientific measures, by all means, alhamdulillah, he went all out, mashallah.
Yes, mashallah.
As a mathematician, as a physicist,
mashallah.
As an astronomer, alhamdulillah, at the same time. Sayyidi, if you inshallah would like to start with a beautiful parable in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, using the method of scientific discoveries, he had guided people to the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, azza wa jal. See, mashallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a scholar of many fields, not just limited to one specific field. So this was the practice of our sulaha, our great ulama, that mashallah azza wa jal, they had knowledge in various fields, but we see that the usage of that knowledge was for the service of deen.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah azza wa jal, you will find great scholars of the past. Sayyidina Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, these were great scholars who were also philosophers, who were, they had knowledge in so many various subjects, and they used that to defend Islam, they used that to spread the deen, they used that wherever it was needed for the khidmah of the deen. And subhanallah azza wa jal, this is important for us to remember as insan, as human beings within the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever the field is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with knowledge in, ensure that the usage of that knowledge is to serve the deen of Islam. So if we use that knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal, to serve the deen of Islam, then that will be our khidmah towards Islam as well. Take lesson from the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that whatever science it is that we go into and Allah ta'ala blesses us with knowledge on, Use that for the khidmah of deen, use that for the khidmah of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not just a means of us gaining capital wealth, just earning wealth. Rather, it must be a means of us earning the wealth of the akhirah as well. And that is when you use that expertise which is given by Allah Azza wa Jal. This we must know. Some say the Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you see that no matter what science he had gained expertise in, he always attributed that knowledge that to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this knowledge. Through the wasila of Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been given this knowledge. He never claimed that I am the one who knows a lot. You see this humbleness despite his knowledge. And in today's time, really, where can we find another with the knowledge of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, that as you read his blessed works and you read about him and the problems he solved, subhanallah, each time he says it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the bestowal of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gaze upon me, that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, this faqir has seen this. This faqir has calculated this. He looks at himself in a very humble way. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, this is just one of the many waqi'at that Allah ta'ala has blessed him with knowledge of a certain science and he would use it to benefit the ummah.
Definitely. Because khidmat-e-khalq is a great part of our Islam, alhamdulillah. Yes. Subhanallah, to serve the people, to serve the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that need was fulfilled by Sayyidi Ala alayhi rahmah.
Alhamdulillah.
Even if it means him diving into scientific research, he went and did it, alhamdulillah. So the end defines the means here, alhamdulillah. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that innamal amal bil khawatim, meaning our actions are judged by the end results, subhanallah. So as we can see, when it comes to serving Islam, if it needed scientific research and discoveries, Ala Hazrat went, and not that he wanted to prove himself as a scientist, but it was a need of the time. Let's say, for example, in the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah, there was a scientist who all of a sudden he created a chaos around the world. And with his theory, with his colorful theory, he mentioned that there will come a time, and he mentioned the date, this event will occur, where six planets,
right,
they will form a conjunction, and due to their gravitational pull, there will be a solar flare from the sun that will be deflected onto the earth. That will be directed towards the earth, which will cause chaos on this earth and destruction on the earth. And people were terrified by this prediction because he was a scientist. As people do now, if a scientist says something, have to take it seriously. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah, this prediction was printed in newspapers at that time. So Allama Zafruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he brought the newspaper,
right,
and given to Allah. Sayyidi, this is the matter, people are in a state of chaos. They don't know which way to turn. We turn to you. Subhanallah.
Mashallah.
And then Sayyidi Allah alayhi rahmah, he analyzed the entire matter as to what is the basis of this. He says, all right. He did his own examination. He, alhamdulillah, he was expert in astronomy, which is a knowledge of planets.
Yes, mashallah.
So, in his according to his calculations, he said, no, there will be no such thing, inshallah. And this day, the day of prediction, it will come and go, and you'll see the result. Subhanallah, that day came and went, and alhamdulillah, nothing was harmed on this earth.
Mashallah.
As it was predicted.
Yes.
So here, a scientist getting people in a state of frenzy. You know, unnecessary chaos, fear mongering.
Right.
And Sayyidi Allah comes to rescue.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. And from this, not only Muslims benefited, the entire mankind benefited from it. MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. So this is how we say the savior of Ummah. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Allah is the savior of Ummah. In this way, we can see his quality of how he safeguarded the Iman as well as the integrity of us as human beings, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
So we owe it to this great reviver of Islam, alhamdulillah, Imam Reza Khan Ali Rahma, was also a genius in the scientific field as well. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
If you will, inshallah Azza wa Jal, as we do usually in every episode, let's not be derived of this faizan of Ala Hazrat. Inshallah, listen to a beautiful kalam Mawlana Sahib and rejoice in the melodious recitation of this kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Ishqe Mustafa, Ishqe Mustafa, Aqa. یا خدا جلد کہیں آئے بہار دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنار دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنار دامن اشک برسا چلے کوچائے جانا سے نسیم اشک برساؤ چلے کوچائے جانا سے نسیم اشک برساؤ چلے کوچائے جانا سے نسیم یا خدا جلد کہیں یا خدا جلد کہیں نکلے بخارے دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنارے دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنارے دامن مشک سا زلف شہو نور فشارو اے حضور مشک سا زلف شہو نور فشارو اے حضور مشک سا زلف شہو نور فشارو اے حضور اللہ 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 حلب جیب و تتارے دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنارے دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنارے دامن عکس افغن غہلا لے لب شق جیب نہیں عکس افغن غہلا لے لب شق جیب نہیں عکس افغن غہلا لے لب شق جیب نہیں مہر عارض مہر عارض کی شعاع ہے تارے دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنارے دامن عشق مولا نے غبار کنارے دامن عشق کہتے شہدائی کی آنکھیں دھو کر عشق کہتے ہیں یہ شہدائی کی آنکھیں دھو کر عشق کہتے ہیں یہ شہدائی کی آنکھیں دھو کر اے ادب گرد نظر اے ادب گر دے نظر ہو نہ غبار دامن عشق مولا میں غبار کنارے دامن عشق مولا میں غبار کنارے دامن اے رضا بلبل کے نظر میں جس کی اے رضا آغب بلبل کے نظر میں جس کی اے رضا آغب بلبل کے نظر میں جس کی جلوہ اے جیبے جلوہ اے جیبے گلائے نہ بہار دامن عشق مولا میں غبار کنارے دامن عشق مولا میں غبار کنارے دامن یا خدا جلد کہیں یا خدا جلد کہیں آئے بہار دامن عشق مولا میں غبار کنارے دامن عشق مولا میں غبار کنارے دامن
جان گئے عشق مصطفیٰ روز خود ہوں کرے خدا جس کو ہو درد کا مزا
ناز دوا اٹھا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز الحمدللہ یو ار لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام اف سیدی اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ ہی پریزز دی بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ار ڈسکسنگ اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ ایز اے سائنٹیفک جینیس اینڈ الحمدللہ وی سی دی ایگزامپل اف اٹ وی جسٹ الحمدللہ وین تھرو ٹو ایگزامپلز الریڈی مولانا صاحب بیوٹیفلی مینشن اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ ایز این ایکسپرٹ ڈاکٹر which was his miracle, alhamdulillah, curing people from insanity. And then, subhanallah, we also mentioned Allah Ta'ala Rahma as an expert in astronomy, subhanallah. And using this science, he safeguarded people from this chaos and fear-mongering that was widespread at the time, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And now, inshallah, let's find out what was the reach of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma when it comes to the field of mathematics.
Allahu Akbar.
Which is the key ingredient in any science, Master?
Subhanallah.
You need math in biology.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
You need in everyday life. Even when you go grocery shopping, you need math to see whether you got the right change or wrong change. And the expertise of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, this is very basic. Now, there are very intricate levels of math. There is calculus, algebra and so on. Maulana Sahib, inshallah, will shed more light as to how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma did not only, alhamdulillah, produce content, produce books, alhamdulillah, he created formulas, mathematical formulas on different topics, and he resolved different topics of, let's say, Qibla direction using geometry or trigonometry, alhamdulillah. But at the same time, he also taught those who are the experts of math,
yes.
Subhanallah. Maasab, inshallah, if you could shed some light, inshallah, on the contribution of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahman in the field of mathematical faculty of science.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as we know, was an expert in so many fields, mashaAllah. And in fact, if we see Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, just to just show us his ability in mathematics and calculation and so on, you will see that subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was able to look at words, to look at ayat, and subhanAllah, he actually says that Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had come to know by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowledge given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had come to know regarding the time of his demise as well from the Holy Quran. Subhanallah azza wa jal, he read an ayah and he says that in this I find the year of my death.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, and this too by means of mathematical calculation on the value of each letter, the mathematical value rather of each letter. We see it as well in the naming of his books. I really enjoy that subhanallah azza wa jalla, the Sidi Allah rahmatullah alayhi names his books in such a way that when you calculate the values of each letter, the numerical value of each letter, like we call them huruf abjadiyah, Alif, Ba, Jim, Dal, and each one has a value. So when we calculate that, we come to see that the addition of all of the letters or the numerical value of all of those letters comes to the year in which Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had composed that book. So subhanallah azza wa jal, really if we have to start to think of a name, one is people find catchy titles and names for their book.
It is very challenging.
Extremely.
It is so challenging. Like for example, writing ash'ar in Bahr.
Yes.
It is very challenging. You know, fa'ilatun, fa'ilatun, fa'ilat. And on the basis of that, whichever one has haraka, you must give haraka. Yes. Whichever one has sukoon, you must give sukoon.
Yes.
And to find words matching up to that bahr,
yes,
such a challenging thing. Now, what you're mentioning is naming a book based on the numerical value of each letter and finding those suitable words, and at the same time riayatu sajah, meaning it would be the sound would be rhyming. For every book that Sayyidi Allah Ali Rahmah he penned, subhanallah, it had a rhyme to it.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't be just out of place, it wouldn't sound out of place.
Subhanallah.
The words were alhamdulillah on the same wazan.
Yes,
you know,
yes, most definitely.
As he was, as if he was writing poetry, mashallah.
It was amazing that he rahmatullah alayhi could encompass so much within just the name of a book. That when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would name his book, then he rahmatullahi alayhi was looking at the rhyming, he would look at the scales as well. It was, as Huzoor mentioned, that it was as if he was writing poetry in naming his book. Then we know that the title must be catchy so that someone's attention is drawn towards it. You find that in every book of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi alayhi. The title should tell you what is in the contents of that book. What does that book contain? You find that two books of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi alayhi. And then, after looking at all of that, to still consider the numerical value of every letter to match the year in which you are in, subhanallah. The title should also be catchy so that the person who is going to read it, then that person is attracted towards reading the contents of the book. Then the title also needs to explain, needs to let reader know that this is what we're going to find within that book. And thereafter, with all of that, to still consider the numerical value of each letter so that when it is added, it gives the year, it adds up to the year in which that book is composed. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Someone has to really be good with figures. MashaAllah. So Sayyidi Allah rahmatullah alayhi was. And one of the amazing things we find about him, rahmatullah alayhi, and his ability in mathematics. When Sayyidi Allah rahmatullah alayhi had spoken of it, he says that I was studying books on mathematics when I was a young child. And whilst I was studying, my father told me that, why are you spending so much of time on this? Spend time in service in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will teach you. So it is amazing that you see when Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses his ummatis with knowledge in a certain field, then you see that subhanallah, they surpass people who have learned under any other teacher. Because it's coming through the stream from Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, I learned the four basic principles. And subhanallah, we see lots of more ilm, knowledge on different sciences, including mathematics, being ilm al-dunni, gifted to Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. There's a beautiful waqi'ah as well of the vice chancellor of a university.
Subhanallah.
He had some difficulty with a mathematical problem. Now, he's a vice-chancellor at the university, so we understand the depth of that mathematical problem. And he was considering undertaking a journey all the way to Germany in order to seek the solution for that mathematical problem. So subhanallah azza wa jal, he's going to go through so much of challenges, so much of difficulty, to move all the way to Germany, to go all the way to Germany to find someone who can assist him with this problem. Nonetheless, as he's contemplating and intending to now travel towards Germany, someone tells him, Maulana Sayyid Ashraf Sahib tells him that before you undertake the journey to Germany, why don't you just come with me and we'll go to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We'll go to him and you present your problem to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and perhaps he will assist you. Perhaps he will assist you and perhaps he will give you the answer to your challenge, to your problem. And once you have the solution, then why would you have to travel to Germany? And if you are not satisfied, then not a problem. Then you can travel all the way to Germany and you can seek the solution to your mathematical problem there. So Ziauddin, this vice chancellor of the university, he says, eventually he agrees that, okay, fine, let us go. We'll go to the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. First, he's very reluctant because he thinks, Maulana Sahib, how will he help me? But after much convincing, he agrees to go. So he goes. When he goes to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, at that time Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi was not too well. He was resting a little bit. So he came to see Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi and he saw that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was taking a little rest, not feeling very well. Mm-hmm. So he said, Huzur, I'll come some other time. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi said, no, come, you are welcome. He says, Huzur, I have a problem. He says, please present the problem. So subhanallah azza wa jal, he presents the problem. Still a little bit of reluctancy that I'm going to present my problem to Hazrat, to Maulana Sahib. At that time, he didn't realize that this is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But he presents the problem and within moments Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi looks at it and he helps him within moments and he solves it and he says, here's your solution. Allahu Akbar. So Sir Ziauddin, he says, wow, this is amazing. I did not expect this. Really, I was going to undertake a journey all the way to Germany in order to find someone, to try to find someone who can assist me with this mathematical problem. But here I've come to Bareilly Sharif, I've come to your court, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, within moments you were able to solve it. And subhanallah azza wa jal, where did you receive such knowledge? And subhanallah, Allah azza wa jal tells us that he receives such knowledge at the doorstep of Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his blessed teaching, through his blessed wasila, through serving his blessed deen, subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala had blessed Sayyidi Allah azza wa jal with such knowledge. And Allah azza wa jal's way was way of nekiki da'u, way of inviting towards goodness. So subhanallah, being impressed by Sayyidi Allah azza wa jal ta'ala alayhi, the work of Allah Azza Rahmatullah Ali, the knowledge of Allah Azza Rahmatullah Ali, and feeling closer to Sayyidi Allah Azza Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he also became closer to Deen. Because Allah Azza Rahmatullah Ali was a great Deeni personality. And it said that, mashallah, he began to grow a beard and he began to keep roza as well. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, he started to also tread the way of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Subhanallah.
This is one of the beautiful things here we see is that when we have an impression on people, a positive impression, when people take to us, then we should not lose that opportunity to give nekiki da'wah. Don't lose that opportunity to now direct the person towards the deen of Islam, towards the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People look up to us in different aspects of life. And every one of us is looked up to by some people or the other, in some way or the other. Use our ability there to encourage them towards goodness, to encourage them towards righteousness. That subhanallah azza wa jal, when they see us or they look up to us, they must start to love the deen, they must start to serve the deen, they must start to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we understand that we are achieving what we are trying to achieve, we are reaching our target. Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq.
Subhanallah, this is not a very beautiful lesson that is derived from this beautiful parable that Maulana Sahib has mentioned, using the scientific knowledge down. Now Allah has left an impression on him. Alhamdulillah, that an alim deen with such great capability, subhanallah,
yes.
Yet he, Allah has, does not portray himself as a scientist.
Yes.
He still portrays himself as a servant of deen, subhanallah.
Yes. Alhamdulillah.
This is what we should do. Every yes. Muslim is a representative of Islam.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah. We all are.
Alhamdulillah.
When people look at us, they look at Islam. Who came and taught the human race on this planet how to be a human? in a time when people were barbaric, when people were nothing short of an animal. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and transformed all of our lives, and we became this this civilization, as we say, civilized people. We became the civilized people due to the barakah of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teachings of Islam, teachings of Quran and Sunnah.
Absolutely.
And this is what Ala Hazrat took forward, alhamdulillah, and carried it forward.
Subhanallah.
So as Muslims, as Ala Hazrat did his duty of conveying the message, so in whichever field we are, whether we are doctors, engineers, in our own way, inshallah, first try to practice it, inshallah, azza wa jal, and in our circle of friends, carry it forward.
Absolutely, Huzur. This is so important because, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, many of the viewers of Madani Channel would be professionals in different fields. They would have some sort of a job that, mashallah, they're interacting with people. It's important that at our workplaces, whilst we are doing what we are doing, whilst we have the skills that we have, and we're carrying out our duties, that we portray ourselves as Muslims and we show people the akhlaq of Islam. We show them the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we leave them with such an impression that subhanallah azza wa jal, they must feel closer to Islam. And in some countries, like in South Africa, for example, where there are many people that are not of the Islamic faith, here our akhlaq becomes a da'wah. Our akhlaq becomes a da'wah towards Islam. So however we behave, subhanallah azza wa jal, if you're a scientist, yes, there are other scientists out there. If you're a mathematician, yes, there are other mathematicians out there. But what makes you unique and what makes you special is that whatever it is that you are also a Muslim. Whatever it is that you are also a Muslim. You carry the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you are a professional, you're a mathematician, you're a scientist, whatever it be that you are, alhamdulillah, you are a Muslim as well. And when people look towards you, then people should see the beauty of Islam in that as well. People should see that this is a special kind of person because he has the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inculcated in his daily affairs, in his daily life. And then subhanallah, whatever you do, it becomes nurani, it becomes attractive. Naturally, people will come towards you and naturally you'll be given barakah in your field.
Subhanallah. We must become such that when people look at us, it must remind them of the Sunnah of Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So we must dress appropriately in such a way that when people look at us, say, no, this is not an ordinary person. He must be the ghulam of Mustafa sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
When they look at our actions, say, no, this is not what people normally do. This is, alhamdulillah, the true character. Or the representation of the true character of Rasulullah
sallallahu
alaihi wasallam, mashallah. And Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, why people fall in love with him? There are millions of Muslims, alhamdulillah, who have fallen in love with him. What did he do?
Subhanallah.
He adopted the beautiful appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beautiful character.
Ah. Subhanallah.
That's all it took him, mashallah.
Mashallah.
So, and we see the result of it.
Yes.
And the more we perfect it, the more the outward expression of it, you know, pulls people, attracts people towards us. And in this way, our aim is not to attract people towards us. Our aim is to attract people to the beautiful deen of Islam and to the court of Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we strive for that. And inshallah, once a person comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then mashallah, after that the job is done, alhamdulillah. So this is the beautiful teaching of Islam. We say the Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah took it far and wide, and he also became known as reviver of sunnah. Hamiya sunnat is one of his titles.
Yes.
Hamiya sunnat meaning reviver or the supporter of sunnah.
Subhanallah.
And then mahiya bid'at, the eradicator of bid'ah and evil innovation, alhamdulillah, which is the work and the task of the revival of Islam, which alhamdulillah we covered in the previous topic. We didn't do justice to it, but whatever little we covered, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and make it a means for our salvation in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, as Muasab was mentioning about the expertise of Ala Hazrat on different sciences, and as he mentioned, his expertise in mathematics, where Sir Ziauddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, the Vice Chancellor of University. And he came at the doorstep of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, and his problem for which he was seeking solution in a travel, to Germany, in a trip that he was going to take to Germany. And that too, he wasn't sure whether he will find a solution or not. It was just a guess that he might find a solution. So, Alhamdulillah. That was a guess, and here the reality was that he did find a solution at the Aastana of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman.
Subhanallah.
And there is another beautiful scientific work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat which contains mathematical formulas. It's named Kashful Illa An Samtil Qibla.
MashaAllah.
How do we determine the Qibla direction?
Yes.
Now, it was the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman. The compasses that we have, you know, it wasn't widely available at the time. So, how did people find Qibla direction?
Mm-hmm.
Because of their calculations. Now, obviously, we can't see the Qibla from where we are. How do we identify the direction of Qibla? How do we determine the direction of Qibla? It's such a tricky subject. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat and his deduction of deducing Qibla direction and determining Qibla direction.
Right.
He writes in one of his books that when he went to Bombay, that he found that most of the masajid in the city of Bombay, they were 10 degrees off Qibla direction.
Allah.
Subhanallah. He didn't sit there with pen and paper and then reach this conclusion, mashallah. He was a walking and talking genius, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
And he writes here and he pens this beautiful research work, Kashful Illa An Tamtil Qibla. Alhamdulillah, our madanis at Dawat Islami, mashallah, Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, they have also issued guidelines in the light of works of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat and Buzurgane Deen who have worked on determining the Qibla direction, alhamdulillah. And I have seen some of the videos on Madani channel as well, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. So, in this way, the Madanis are taking this work of Allah's and carrying it forward, mashallah. Subhanallah. Hats off to this beautiful team of Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah that are aiding the Muslim Ummah throughout the globe and modernizing it, mashallah. Putting it in tech form, whether it's Android or iOS apps, smartphone apps, and
Mashallah.
Taking it in every hand. Every one of us got phones, smartphones.
Yes.
So now it makes us independent of using the ancient technology and breaking our head, and they made it so easy for us.
Alhamdulillah. With regards to salah times, your perpetual calendars, wherever it is that you're in the world, mashallah, to pick up your location and then give you the salah time specifically of your area, it becomes a little bit challenging. We also notice it that sometimes whilst traveling, that where am I and what is the salah time in this area? MashaAllah, with these apps that Dawat Islami brings to us, MashaAllah, it picks up your location and it gives you as per the location that you are at, what is the salah time in that area. And subhanAllah, now you've got Qibla direction finders and so on. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had special calculations by which he would determine the direction of Qibla. If I may ask, how many did Allah rahmatullahi alayhi present? One would be enough for us. But subhanAllah ta'ala,
he said, I didn't copy these formulas from anywhere. And these are original, my contribution.
MashaAllah.
Sayyidi Allah came up with those formulas, scientific formulas. And when you look at them, you get mesmerized.
MashaAllah.
You know, all your studies, you know, that goes, bounces. So you think, how am I going to make sense of this? Because even to understand that, it requires you to have a lot of scientific background in order to understand those concepts that he has mentioned. And he says that if you follow any of these 10 formulas that he came up with, alhamdulillah, if you follow any one of these 10 formulas, and whether you are in whatever altitude, you are on the peak of the mountain, or you are in submarine depth of the ocean, no matter where you are, and you follow these principles that I have laid out, and if you follow it thoroughly, as I've mentioned it, alhamdulillah, the genius of his time, Allah has solved this need of time.
Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, now Allah Ta'ala blesses us that we are given such beautiful devices, such simple, complex devices that simplify our lives, alhamdulillah, that through which we can determine Qibla direction, through which we can understand or we can see the perpetual calendars for Salah times, through which we can determine many things, alhamdulillah. So scientific developments were always taking place. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, even in the time of Sayyidi Ali rahmatullah alayhi, scientific developments were taking place. And the devices that we use in today's time to check on the health of the baby within the womb of the mother, those devices were also, we can say, in the initial stages of development. Alhamdulillah, now Allah Ta'ala has brought us far. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, these instruments have been developed so far. But in its initial stages of development as well, they were there in the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And Huzur also shed some light on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's speech, opinion, or writings regarding them.
Alhamdulillah. Sayyidi Ala, in his time,
right,
this science was fairly new.
Right, right.
It was just invented.
Uh-huh.
And people were still, you know, finding their way about it, around
right.
it, and they were testing. Does it work, doesn't work, how accurate it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was still in testing phases, beta
right.
phase, you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like how the apps, you know, sometimes you see the beta version of an app,
right.
and you know it will crash, you know, you can't rely on it. So this was kind of, this kind of phase. So it was in its initial phases, and
right.
they were experimenting, and they finally brought a finished product,
mm-hmm.
which we call ultrasound and sonography.
Okay.
We, alhamdulillah, by using that instrument, a doctor finds out whether the fetus in the womb of the mother after a certain time of pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a male or a female.
Right. Yes.
And that too is guesswork. It's
yes.
not 100% certain.
Yes, yes.
Because I've known of some cases that way there was, the family was so certain that it's a boy, and then the child was born, and they bought clothes, everything, boys' clothes, and all of that. I mean, the child is born, it's a girl.
Subhanallah, this
Subhanallah.
It's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what the child will be. Will the child be a male? Will the child be a female? And not just one thing, there's so many different aspects of that child. It is all as per the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah azza wa jal, I also know of many, not some huzur, there are many that we are sometimes told up to today. This is
yes.
more than 100 years since the Zahiri demise of Sayyidi Ala Zakhmatullah Ali, that Ala Zakhmatullah Ali had his blessed Visal had taken place. Over 100 years now. And we've gone, mashallah, we've gone so far, but up to today, we still make those mistakes. Up to today, we can't rely on it with qat'i knowledge, you know, with complete conviction and certainty. Yes, alhamdulillah, there is some calculation, there is some, we can say, some may just refer to it as guesswork, but not completely guesswork. Yes, mashallah,
it's an educated guess.
You can say it's an educated
yes.
guess. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes it is said that no, this child is most likely to be a boy, or it's most likely to be a girl. And there are times that clothing is bought and the room is set up and the room is done, all preparing for it to be of the child to be of a certain gender, and then the child comes off. As example, if they prepared for a boy and then you see that alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala blesses them with a daughter instead, we realize that subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal is in control. That we are not in control. That alhamdulillah, whatever knowledge we are getting is just the amount that Allah Azza wa Jal has let us receive.
Definitely.
But the true knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you mentioned that mashallah, that this kind of technology was out at that time already. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, it was the hottest trend and hottest technology available
okay,
at the
right,
time.
Right.
And it was very trendy. People found it to be, you know, mesmerized by it. Oh, it can do that. Like how, for example, when we have seen the smartphone for the first time,
right, right,
or the mobile phone for the first
very
time, that it can, you know, wirelessly you can communicate with people.
Right.
It was amazing. And then now it just became just another tool, another
alhamdulillah
tool that we carry with us all the time.
Yes.
Now, in the time of Allah, when this technology was introduced,
mm-hmm.
some people took it the wrong way, and they found and they used it as a means to question the integrity and the truthfulness of the Holy Quran. The people sometimes, you know, like for example, some people will go to garden,
mm-hmm.
like for example, if nightingale enters a garden, what it looks for?
Subhanallah.
It looks for flowers.
Absolutely.
It looks for rose. And when a pig enters a garden, what it looks for? Mud.
Mud.
Filth. So each for their own, right? So now, alhamdulillah, when this person, he thought of the device, he said it can do so much. Then he stumbled upon an ayah of the Holy Quran. And then from that he got the understanding, and the ayah is يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, that Allah knows what is in the womb of the mother.
Absolutely. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So what he thought from the ayah, that no one knows but Allah about what is in the womb of the mother. So he got a different understanding. And then he says, no, this statement of Quran, we don't agree with this, because we have created a machine through which we can also know whether the fetus in the womb, whether it's male or female. So Allah, it was brought to the attention of Allah Hazrat. And Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah, first of all, he cleared his misconception about the meaning of the ayah.
Right.
He said, the ayah does not mean that no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can know whether the fetus in the womb is male or female.
Right.
It doesn't imply that, first of all. And yes, it does imply in a sense that no one can entirely know
absolutely
everything about it.
Absolutely.
Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. And he goes into such great detail that from the time the child was conceived, and then when it was conceived, what was its breadth, what was its size, the nanometer size that it had, and then from that time how it got developed, which part of nourishment reached it first. And then how did it grow in length and breadth and so on and so forth? How many breaths did it take? And then how many times, you know, the womb expanded and contracted
Allah
to accommodate it, and so on and so forth. He goes into such great detail, and he says all of this and beyond is just a minute part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about this creation.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So in such a great detail he goes and he says, and he makes us realize the reality of it, and he makes this person who's questioning the truthfulness of the Holy Quran,
mm-hmm.
he opened his eyes.
Yes.
And then after this, there was no objection ever raised about it.
Allahu
Akbar. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Azza wa Jalla. Yes, if we come to know of something, then it does not mean that suddenly, because we come to know a little bit, that Allah Azza wa Jalla allowed us to know. And our knowledge is also not knowledge of certainty. But since we have that little uncertain knowledge, and how is it then that someone thinks that, now I have knowledge equal to the Creator? Never, never. We can never have knowledge equal to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali speaks about knowledge, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he, Sayyidi Malaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he mentions regarding the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala's knowledge is Allah ta'ala's dhati knowledge. It is Allah ta'ala's personal knowledge. Now, our knowledge is not our personal knowledge. Whatever knowledge we have gained, whatever knowledge we have been blessed with, has been given to us. There was a point at which we were ignorant, and then there's a point at which we received some knowledge. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that there is no point of ignorance. Allah azza wa jal was always all knowledgeable. He azza wa jal was always all knowing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala's knowledge is eternal. There is no beginning point of Allah Ta'ala's knowledge. There is no ending point of Allah Ta'ala's knowledge. Whilst we as insan, we as human beings, we have a beginning point of our knowledge, because there's a point at which I don't know and there's a point at which I come to know. Allahu Akbar. But the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that. Allah Azza wa Jal's knowledge doesn't have beginning points and end points. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidi Allah rahmatullah alayhi also mentions that the human knowledge has the ability of changing, of reforming, of improving. Why? Because our knowledge is not perfect. Our knowledge has lots of imperfections. We come to realize a certain thing, and then we come to realize that we can better it in this way, and then we come to realize that we were wrong about one aspect, but the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from being changed, it is free from imperfection, it is free from improvements because it is perfect.
Everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the child is even born.
Yes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the child is born, before the child is conceived.
Yes.
And then if we gained a little bit of knowledge after the child is conceived, how can our knowledge be equivalent to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can someone then belie the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran? And a very beautiful aspect that Sayyidi Allah rahmatullah alayhi wrote about here is that whatever knowledge it is that we have gained is just regarding one part, a little part of the development of a child. So all that we've tried to understand is whether the child was a male or a female. Really, is that all there is to a child? That a child is a male or a child is a female? There is so much more to a child. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But if we came to know that it is going to be a male child, then we think we are all knowledgeable. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah rahmatullah alayhi speaks about the cells of the body of that child.
Allah,
we don't know how many cells are in the body of that child. Do we know how many hairs are on the head of that child? Do we know anything prior to the child being born and after the child is born, or prior to the child being conceived?
Where it will be born, how it will be born,
Allah.
Whether it will be stillborn, whether it will be healthy,
absolutely.
Or whether it will be born and then survive, whether the birth will be premature or timely birth,
so much that
and then where the child will grow and what sustenance is going to get and which school is going to go and which woman or man the child is going to marry. And what job or business the child is going to do through their lives, and which people they are going to meet, and where exactly will they die, in what shape or form will they die. All of this, and much more than this, was already in the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is showing such humbleness and such humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah azza wa jal, we don't know. Allah azza wa jal, you are all knowing. That whatever ilm it is that we have, yet Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was much more knowledgeable than even the person who was placing the objection. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi shows, and he speaks, subhanallah, when he speaks and when he writes, you see the vast knowledge of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where subhanallah, in that booklet of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, where Allah rahmatullahi alayhi gives a response to this question, to this objection, Allah rahmatullahi alayhi speaks about his calculations of the time of day and how long it is, and the true dawn and the true rising of the sun, and just the rising of the sun that is apparent to us, the length of the day, that perhaps some Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says that as per his calculations, he sees that the length of the day is actually longer by our sight, by our eyes, than the actual length of the day as per calculations, because subhanallah, we are still seeing rays of the sun upon the earth even after the sun is set, and even before the sun rises. So mashallah, he shows his in-depth knowledge. He actually, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, speaks of x-rays as well, that you know how we gain knowledge by a means of x-rays. And really, when we start to think, this is someone speaking of these topics with such in-depth knowledge over 100 years ago. Subhanallah azza wa jal, this is most definitely knowledge that is atai, given to him, that is ladunni, that is specially given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used it for what? He used it for the defense of the deen of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And in this beautiful way he served the Holy Quran. What was his motive behind all of this? Is to serve the Holy Quran.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah, anyone speaks against the integrity of the divine words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot bear that. And if he is coming from a scientific point of view, there you take the reply in the scientific language that you would understand.
Yes.
Subhanallah. After all of this, the arguments that he has presented in this response to this objection that was raised against the Holy Quran. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat doesn't leave him without advice.
MashaAllah.
And he, alhamdulillah, he tries to reform him and to advise him. He gives him beautiful advice. He says, look, all this knowledge that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created you. He has given you the means, He has given you the intellect to go and learn this.
Alhamdulillah.
And using your mind, applying your mind, you learn it through hard effort. Right? And then finally there comes a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you an expert in the field.
Alhamdulillah.
Then He creates the means for you to go and gather these isolated sciences. Like for example, you have to take the science of resources, meaning the metal and whatever it may be made of, mechanical science, and then combine it medical science. That's how you would come up with the instrument, for example. They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the resources for you and made the resources subdue to you. And then you come up with this instrument. And now you want to claim that the ma'azallah, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such and such. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful way of rectification.
Yes. MashaAllah.
That if you are on the wrong path, come to the right path.
MashaAllah. Islah. Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ali did Islah. When people ask questions for the sake of learning, Allah Rahmatullah Ali taught them so that they may learn. And when people ask questions in such a way that they were trying to be harsh or insulting, then Allah Rahmatullah Ali showed them the haq clearly, but at the same time also inviting them towards the haq. So here to Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you say da'wah from Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ali towards the haq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, submit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only if you submit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will Allah ta'ala bless you with barakah in your knowledge. Because when you submit in the court of Allah, Allah ta'ala will increase you in barakah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So there you will see barakah in that knowledge, and there you will see great progress. Alhamdulillah.
And when it comes to the scientists in general, they are keen on accepting Islam, the truthfulness of Islam, because the scientific theories, the natural science, and Islam is closest to nature, alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
It makes sense, subhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
So you see many scientists, even nowadays, embracing Islam, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Why? Because when they do their research, then they come to know, okay, this is the wisdom in wudu. This is the wisdom in salah.
Yes.
This is the wisdom in fasting, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
And it becomes apparent to them. And they cannot hold themselves after that, you know, and then they come running towards
MashaAllah.
Islam.
And it should be, you see, when someone has the basis of the deen of Islam, then he realizes that alhamdulillah, science was the study of that which was occurring already. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala created it, it is occurring. Science is studying the occurrences, the phenomena of the universe. Alhamdulillah, these things are happening. So we're just studying that which is taking place already.
Alhamdulillah.
But you never lose focus as a believer upon the fact that there is a creator of these phenomena. There is a creator of this universe. Whatever it is that you are seeing, alhamdulillah, you study that which is taking place. There is one who made this take place. There is one who has created this. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Huzur mentioned a beautiful waqi'ah of Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Alayhi, where he turned the hands of the clock in one of the previous episodes of this beautiful silsila, The Light of Raza. Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi was speaking to a scientist and he said that it's unlikely, we're not going to get rain for the entire month, I can't forecast it. Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi looked towards the clock and asked him, what's the time? He said, it's 11:15. Allah Rahmatullah Alayhi said, how long before it's 12 o'clock on that clock? He says, 45 minutes. Allah Rahmatullah Ali then took the arms of that clock and turned it to 12 o'clock manually. He said, now what does the clock say? So he said that now it says 12 o'clock. He says, but you said it will take 45 minutes. He says, yes, if you let it take its course, it will take 45 minutes. He says, understand very well that this is the normal course of things. However, if we let things take its course, mashallah, that is the science that we are discussing. That's the science that we study, as things usually take its course. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creator of course. If He wants to, He can create that course and it will happen immediately. And if he wants to, he can make something take place without any cause as well, because he is the one who is most able, Azza wa Jalla. And thus Allah rahmatullah alayhi told that person, just to end that beautiful waqia, Allah rahmatullah alayhi told him that if it is as per the will of Allah, most definitely it is as per the will of Allah, that if it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it may rain immediately. And just then clouds gathered in the sky and it began to rain.
Subhanallah
Azza wa Jal, we see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He Azza wa Jal does as He Azza wa Jal wills. We can learn and study, but always submit to Allah. Submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, we only know that which Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed us to know. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We got to learn so much about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman. His contribution in the field of science and technology, alhamdulillah, Maulana Sahib has enlightened us further on this aspect of the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman and his contribution, subhanallah. And all of this he did to serve Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
Don't forget the motive. Don't forget the aim of as to why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat did what he did. As to why did he delve into scientific discovery and researches. He only did it for the sake of Islam. Alhamdulillah. So that is the great lesson that we can learn. No matter what we do, let it be for the sake of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. With this, I thank Maulana Sahib to be part of it. Jazakallah Sayyidi for being with us, with our viewers. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. In the next episode, we're going to see our Maulana Sahib again. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Imam Muhammad Rida. Imam Ahli Sallam.